Proud to have you along every afternoon from 2 to 6 here on News Talk 1120 KMOX. Later on, a rather disturbing report on some information mining, some data mining that some people in your own government are planning to keep track of you and me and everyone else. You won't believe that. We'll get to it after the 4 o'clock news. And after the 5 o'clock news, Mike Pressler, the guy who used to be the coach of the Duke lacrosse team, the team that got caught up in that scandal with the stripper and the rape charges and all the rest. He's the only adult who lost his job because of all this, and he'll be on later to tell his side of the story. This going on at the same time as the Mike Nifong trial is going on. He may be facing some serious charges. He is facing some serious charges, the former prosecutor in that case. We'll get to all that a little bit later on. But this hour, a little bit of fun with my friends from American English, Eric, Doug, Tom, and Young. They are the four guys who make up what I consider to be the best Beatles band in America. I have to say that because I haven't seen many else in the world, but I've seen a few, and you guys really do a terrific job, and I'm happy to have you in the studio here. But enough talk. Let's rock.
I got every reason on earth to be mad. I just lost the only girl I had. If I could get my way, I'd get myself locked up today. But I can't, for Christ's sake. I got a chip on my shoulder that's bigger than my feet. I can't talk to people that I meet. If I could see you now, I'd try to make you sad somehow, but I can't, so I'll cry instead. Don't wanna cry when there's people there. I get shy when they start to stare. I wanna have myself away, hey, but I'll be back again someday. And when I do, you better hide all the girls. I'm gonna break their hearts all around the world. Yes, I'm gonna break them in two and show you what your loving man can do. But till then, I'll cry instead. Don't wanna cry when there's people there. I get shy when they start to stare. I wanna have myself away, hey, but I'll be back again someday. And when I do, you better hide all the girls. I'm gonna break their hearts all around the world. Yes, I'm gonna break them in two and show you what your loving man can do. Until then, I'll cry.
Yeah! Fantastic, guys. Fantastic. Nice to have you back in the studio. Welcome back to St. Louis.
It's great to be back. It's
a pleasure having you here. And one of the things I love about it is the authenticity of the band. They're in their suits. They're in their wigs. And Eric is even doing the Paul McCartney knee bounce as he's going along.
There he is. Authenticity is key.
Step up on the mic there, Tom, so I can hear you a little bit. Oh, he's got to go to the bathroom. That may be the part of the reason there. By the way, this is the happy Paul, not the 2007 Paul McCartney, who is very unhappy these days.
This is the one who's got all this money yet.
Yeah. Now, since I saw you guys last, because I think it's been like a year and a half since you've been back in the studio with me, I went to London and Liverpool last year.
Wow.
And you guys had talked to me once a couple of years ago about how you had played in Liverpool, and you actually played in the Cavern, right?
Oh, yeah, a few times, yeah. And it was, we played the main room that Paul played in, when he had his concert there a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then we played in the little Cavern room, and it's 120 degrees and hot, and playing all the songs, that they played in that era. And it's hot, bloody hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was there, you can't get up on the stage, but you can stand right next to the stage when you're just a tourist and you're walking through because they've got a little rope there.
It's tight.
I'm looking at how short that ceiling is.
Yeah.
And I'm 6'4", and you're, about 6 feet tall? And I mean, we're all tall guys here. Can you do the hop on that stage?
You do other things, You do the bend.
It's very loud, too, with all those
it's
bricks.
It's really loud.
The round cavern is very loud.
Yeah,
unbelievably loud for the musicians on stage.
I would think that the
acoustics were horrible.
The acoustics have got to be just terrible, and everybody's gathering around you, and they're screaming and yelling. And do you get any of the screaming girls effects going on?
Oh yeah, it's great. Totally. I mean, it was packed, and It was an afternoon show as well, so it was like unbelievably hot.
Wow.
No air conditioning or nothing.
And didn't you tell me once that you also did an outdoor festival in Liverpool?
Yeah, a street festival or something? The biggest festival that they do. It's called Beatles Week on Bankers Day. So it's like 53,000 people on Victoria Street.
I thought it was 55, Paul.
Oh, it's whatever. A few thousand drunken Englishmen, yet you can't tell anymore. Because you know? they boozed it up a bit, yeah. It was great, though. It was fun, yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, we had a wonderful time when we were there. And because my daughter is growing up to be a huge Beatles fan, and she's listening now and loving you guys, she just wishes that she were 21 so she could come to the Casino Queen and see you, you know, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night.
About 20 years.
She's got about 8 years to go. So you guys have to stick together until
she's old enough
to do that. When we were there, you know, I took her to that place. I think it's called the Beatles Story, where you get, it's like an underground museum of Beatles stuff, and you go through, and they have a recreation of part of the cavern and part of the other stuff that's there. And we went and took the tour and saw Paul and John's boyhood homes. And
oh, yeah, yeah.
It's just remarkable. I mean, if there's any one city that's identified with any one band, that would be it. You know, Detroit, you've got all the stuff from Motown and Ted Nugent and Bob Seger and Doug, of course. and, you know, St. Louis, we've got Chuck Berry and all the rest. Yeah. But the Beatles, it's pretty much Liverpool is the Beatles. And, okay, there was that Jerry and the Pacemakers thing, but yeah. It's pretty much the Beatles. Live in the studio this afternoon with the guys from American English, a great Beatles band, who are going to be performing at the Casino Queen on Thursday, Friday, Saturday night at 8 o'clock. It is, by the way, not just one of these 45-minute shows where you get the early hits and that's it. It's almost, what is it, 3.5, 4 hours you guys are on stage?
It goes on forever.
It's a lifetime, you know.
The first show is all early Beatles, second show is all psychedelic, and the third set is possibly Abbey Road.
And we will be celebrating the Sgt. Pepper album 40th anniversary.
That's right. 40 years ago today.
We just passed the anniversary of Sgt. Pepper, and I'm going to ask you to play something off that a little bit later. But now let's do something from those middle years, like those Rubber Soul Revolver years. What do you got for me?
Sure. Well, what do you want to do, lads?
Tricky one. Ready?
One, two, three, four. He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, taking on his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me? Nowhere man, please listen. You don't know what you're missing. Nowhere man, the world is at your command. As blind as he can be, just sees what he wants to see. Nowhere man, can't you see me at all? Nowhere man, don't worry, take your time, don't hurry, leave it all till somebody else. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me? Nowhere man, please listen. You don't know what you're missing. Nowhere man, the world is at your command. A real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Making all his nowhere.
beautiful American English here on the Paul Harris Show on KMOX, sounding great. Are there songs, you know, we talked about it being a 3.5 hour show that you guys do, or almost 4 hours. Are there people who come up to you after the show and say, why didn't you do?
Yes, every night.
What's the one song that they say, you guys should have done?
The one you didn't play.
It varies. I mean, you can't make them all happy. It's impossible. There's too many. Yeah, catalog's too big.
You know, if it's a club, it's definitely going to be Rocky Raccoon. But if it's a theater, it's going to be, if you play Hey Jude, it's going to be Let It Be. And if you play Let It Be, it's going to be Hey Jude.
Yeah, it's going to be. And at the end of the night, how can you do it?
Hey, I'm having trouble hearing Young over here.
Well,
can you turn him up a little bit?
Tell
that story again about if you're in a club, it's what?
Oh, if you're in a club, it's always Rocky Raccoon. And if you're in a theater, it's, if you play Let It Be, they want Hey Jude. And if you play Hey Jude, they want Let It Be. So we decided to come up with. What are we going to do?
Hey, Jude, let it be.
Hey, B. Let it Jude.
Hey, B, Jude.
He's quick on his feet.
Hey, B, Jude.
So you're not doing the same set every night?
No.
We always switch something around. Even though the people are different people, we could do the same show.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just, you know, we get bored. Right?
I don't think we've ever played, I don't think we've done two shows exactly the same. Even in different venues going anywhere. So it's never the same.
When you guys were all starting up and doing this, was there one Beatles song that was hard to learn? Or were there more than one Beatles song that was difficult for you?
The first time I had to tackle the harmony part, the Ticket to Ride, and singing She's a Woman, because it was in that same area.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was going to die, you know.
I think the hardest part in any of this is... It's the first music that I had to learn that really made you had to do independent things while you were singing. You know, a lot of people, we grow up, we're playing chords, and we're just singing with the chords. But, you know, I Feel Fine. You know, you're playing these riffs, and you're doing things. So things like that were tough. And they intro you into jazz. And a lot of, if you grew up and you're playing guitar and you're taking classical, then you didn't learn the jazz chords. Well, then, till there was you and things like that. So it's a lot of it's tough. Not very easy to play.
Yeah. Huge scope, yeah.
Hard to believe that we're talking about stuff that was written over 40 years ago.
It's crazy.
And still here 40 years later, even though you've heard that song 1,000 times, it's still tough to learn, because are there nuances to the songs that you just, as a fan or a listener?
It's ongoing research.
You know,
we'll call each other up on the phone and, you know, be just in the car and say, did you hear the one part in this song? I never heard that and all of this. And you go, wow, you know, how'd that get by us? You know, it's research, ongoing.
And Tom, who plays Ringo in American English, I never thought of Ringo as a really good drummer until about 20 years ago. I met Max Weinberg, who at the time was the drummer for the E Street Band and now, of course, is the leader of the band on Conan O'Brien's show. And he wrote a book called The Big Beat about rock drummers. And I said, I can't believe you have Ringo Starr in here. And he said, Ringo is the father of us all.
Yeah.
He said, listen to the fills on A Day in the Life. And you won't believe it. Now, you're trying to reproduce those things on stage. Were those tough for you?
They were very tough because Ringo's left-handed. I'm right-handed.
Mm-hmm.
His kit was set up right-handed. But all his takeoffs on all his roles all started lefty.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to do that, which is hard if you're right-handed.
You didn't make the sacrifice Eric made becoming Paul McCartney. He's got a left-handed bass he's got in his hand here.
He's completely out of his mind. I don't know how he does that till today. But Ringo was very inventive. Some of his stuff actually was complex, believe it or not. He didn't get the credit for it, but
it wasn't just 1, 2, 3, 4 or keeping the backbeat going.
Average drummer tried to play that. It's not that easy, especially to do the same thing for 3 minutes. Most drummers have to break off and go into something else.
Mm-hmm.
He held it. He let the song breathe. You
know? Not only that, all those years without a solo until Abbey Road.
That was it, yeah. And they had to force him into that one.
Yeah. Is that right? They had to force him into it?
Yeah, they wanted to.
You tell him a story about that. That's like...
What's the story?
They made him play for what? All kinds of different parts.
Get up on the mic there, Eric.
All these different parts, and they taped them together to make a drum solo.
Edited.
Is that right?
Yeah, the whole drum solo is dropped in.
The
whole,
it's
all a lot of different sections. He played it for a long time, and then they took all the best pieces and edited it all together and spliced it. It sounds like just one unit, but it's... There was a lot
And now every night on stage, you have to recreate that with no editing.
Exactly, right.
Wow.
No scissors.
No scissors.
Now I'm even more impressed with you. It's News Talk 1120 KMOX, the Paul Harris Show. Proud to have you along this afternoon, as every day, from 2 until 6. My friends from American English are in the studio. Eric, Doug, Tom, and Young, better known as Paul, George, Ringo, and John. They'll be working at the Casino Queen the next couple of nights. And as part of the show, of course, they'll be playing at least a couple of songs off of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, which just celebrated its 40th year. 40 year. Anybody, by the way, get the album when it first came out?
No.
No, none of us are that old, no, you know, Paul.
No, you're lying, because I'm old enough, and I had one.
Someone came up to me and said, "You've got to hear this song, mate." It was A Day in Life, the first time I heard it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a friend of mine. I said, "Wow, that doesn't sound like the Beatles."
Yeah.
And so I rushed out and got it.
It didn't sound like a lot of other bands, you know. The whole concept of putting the lyrics on the cover was new, and the cover photo and the cutouts and all the rest that was in there. Anyway, I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. In the old rock radio days, we called it a double shot, a twofer, an instant replay, a twin spin. I want to hear two in a row from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club
Band. Now he's pushing us, fellas.
Yes, I am. Right.
Now he's pushing.
We'll give it a shot.
Well, lads, what do you think?
All right.
I think it's getting better all the time, right?
Here we go.
There we go. I want 2, 3, 4.
It's getting better all the time. I used to be mad in my school.
No, I can't complain.
Teachers who taught me were cool.
No, I can't complain.
Holding me down.
Oh.
Turning me round.
Oh.
Filling me up with your rules.
Foolie fool.
Got to admit, it's getting better.
Better.
All the better. All the time.
It can't get no worse.
Got to admit, it's getting better.
A little better
since you've been mine. I used to be angry young man, be hiding my head in the sand. You gave me the word and finally heard I'm doing the best that I can. I've got to admit it's getting better.
Better.
It's getting better,
better,
a little better, since you've been mine. Getting so much better all the time. It's getting better all the time.
Better,
better,
better.
It's getting better all the time.
Better.
Used to be cruel to my woman. I beat her and kept her apart from the things that she loved. Man, I was mean, but I'm changing my scene, and I'm doing the best that I can. Got to admit, it's getting better,
better.
A little better, all the time.
It can't get no worse.
Yes, I admit, it's getting better,
better.
A little better.
That's one. Now we move on to another one from Sgt. Pepper from American English.
What would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. Get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends. What do I do when my love is away?
Does it worry you to be alone?
How do I feel by the end of the day?
Are you sad because you're on your own?
No, I get by with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends.
Do you need anybody?
I need somebody to love.
Could it be anybody?
I want somebody to love.
Don't you believe in a love at first sight?
Yes, I'm certain that it happens all the time.
What do you see when you turn out the light?
I can't tell you, but I know it's mine. No, I get by with a little help from my friends. Get high with a little help from my friends. I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends.
Do you need?
I just need someone to love.
Could it be anybody?
I want somebody to love. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends. Ooh, I get high with a little help from my friends. Yes, I get by with a little help from my friends, with a little help from my friends.
Billy Shears.
Yeah, oh, Billy Shears. American English here on the Paul Harris Show on KMOX. Now, there's a very interesting phenomenon that I noticed when I've seen you guys a couple of times, and the other three guys are rocking all night out in front. They're singing the Paul songs and the John songs and the George songs. But when you get to the Ringo songs, this and Octopus's Garden, for some reason, there's like a metaphysical change in the audience, and they go even crazier. Now, do you think that really happened for Ringo in real life when they were performing?
Yeah, that's what they said. He just, because he was so, you know, different looking and everything else, the way he acted, his voice, it wasn't the greatest voice,
they
but yet
it's sorry for him.
You know, yeah. Well, it probably was, you know. No, but it was. Pookie, it was cool.
Nose and all, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody liked Ringo. You know, somebody said once, 500 years from now, you won't remember none of the Beatles' names, you'll remember Ringo.
Yeah, that's,
well, I'd like to dispute that anyway.
Probably the guys who were playing Beatles. Ringo in American English, you were saying that sort of thing.
It was very difficult to sing without playing the drums, I got to tell you.
Is it?
It was. Oh, it threw me off. I didn't know where I was at.
Yeah, I didn't have any psychedelic bass.
Yeah.
It was crazy up there.
Yeah, and by the way, when Tom is doing that, he doesn't have his full drum kit here, of course. It's the bongos, which he, by the way, meticulously tuned before going on the air.
I did.
Very nicely
did.
Done. Here at News Talk 1120 KMOX, we've moved the guys around in this cramped little studio we have here at KMOX. It's American English, the great Beatles cover band. Have we gotten rid of the hum and the buzz and all the rest? Are we all ready to go?
That's right. We're not buzzing no more, Paul.
No more buzzing. They were buzzing, but we're not. And I think we've got time for one more song. And you guys told me you're working up a show where you're going to do the entire Sgt. Pepper album. Is that going to be this weekend? Will people come and see you?
Right now, we're talking about Abbey Road this week.
Oh, Abbey Road. If people come and see you, will they see all of Abbey Road this weekend?
They could.
They could.
Yeah.
There's a little tease for you. Give me a little Abbey Road here this afternoon, live in the studio.
The sun, I say, it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, I say. It's all right. Little darling, the smiles returning to their faces. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here
comes the sun and I say it's all right. Sun, 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 here it comes. 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 Here comes the sun, I say it's all right. Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, it's all right, it's all right.
Great job. That's American English here on the Paul Harris Show on KMOX. I'm told by Jason over at the Casino Queen there are limited tickets left to see these guys. 314-534-1111 is the number. Or you can go to metrotix.com to see him Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. Did they sell out while they were singing that, Jason?
Probably so.
No, there are a few tickets left for each night, and you can get them at those locations. And great, guys, it's always great to have
Thanks,
you.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks
a lot.
Thank you so
you
much for coming
in here.
You and
all your staff, thank you for helping.
It's always a pleasure having them in. Eric, Doug, Tom, and Young, they are Paul, George, Ringo, and John, the best Beatles band I've seen, American English. You can find them online and buy their merchandise at AmericanEnglish.com.